You may have heard that Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota and a few congressional colleagues fired off a letter to the heads of U.S. intel agencies with this claim.
It appears that there has been deep penetration in the halls of our United States government by the Muslim Brotherhood.
That's Congresswoman Bachmann on a radio interview last month. It's not unusual or inappropriate for a lawmaker to raise concerns about what could be considered a national security breach. But in their letter, Bachmann and her colleagues went further. They singled people out. They named names.
It appears that there are individuals who are associated with the Muslim Brotherhood who have positions and very sensitive positions in our Department of Justice, our Department of Homeland Security, potentially even in the National Intelligence Agency.
And one of the people Congresswoman Bachmann singled out for suspicion was Huma Abedin. You've heard of her. Not only has she been a close advisor to Hillary Clinton, both in the Senate and now at the State Department, she's also married to former Congressman Anthony Weiner, you know, the texting guy.
My neighbors can choose a new representative, and most importantly, that my wife and I can continue to heal from the damage I have caused.
Bachmann's charge, in short, Huma Abedin is worthy of suspicion because three members of her family once had ties to people who had ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. It took a couple of days for the news to filter out. Then the first high-profile lawmaker to respond was Senator John McCain.
When anyone, not least a member of Congress, launches specious and degrading attacks against fellow Americans on the basis of nothing more than fear, it defames the spirit of our nation, and we all grow poorer because of it.
Now, McCain is a military hawk and a get-tough-on-terrorism kind of guy. He's also known Huma Abedin for years, and it made me wonder, if Michelle Bachmann knew Huma Abedin, and not just the fact that she's Muslim, would she have sent that letter? This all made me think of another prominent Republican, Secretary of State and former four-star General Colin Powell. He went on TV to address the whispers, sometimes the shouts, that then-Senator Barack Obama was a secret Muslim.
I have heard senior members of my own party drop this suggestion. He's a Muslim and he might be associated with terrorists. This is not the way we should be doing it in America.
It's not my job as a journalist to defend Barack Obama or Huma Abedin or anyone else in politics. It's not my job to criticize Michelle Bachmann. But as a journalist, it is my job to help truth crowd out lies. I'd like to think that if I was a Capitol Hill journalist in the Senate days of Joe McCarthy, that I would have demanded proof, not innuendo. Proof of guilt, not guilt by association. Our country has a lot of regrets from that era.
They shouldn't be called Democrats. They should be referred to properly as the Commie-crap Party.
Colin Powell was concerned in 08 that his party was staying silent while voices from within its ranks whispered accusations about opponents based not on merit, but on religion. This time, some of the leaders of Bachmann's party jumped to cut her off. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, condemned Bachmann's statements.
And I think accusations like this being thrown around are pretty dangerous.
Well, you heard John McCain. He was his party's last nominee for president. Mitt Romney, the current nominee and leader of Bachmann's party, hasn't addressed the accusations against Huma Abedin. John McCain said there's no evidence that anything Huma Abedin has ever done or said points to her being in any way disloyal. Michelle Bachmann is within her rights to look after the integrity of our national security. Now members of her party appear worried she's repeating some of the uglier parts of our national history.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.